Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everyone. It's our kickoff program, New Year's Day, live New Year's Day program, the 18th consecutive New Year's celebration, live celebration of our program. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Gary Moore is here, too. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Financial Seminary, author of Faith Finances 101, and Spiritual Investments of Sir John, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Also, his new book is called Look Up America, and he's a former Wall Street guy, recovering Wall Street financial expert, and now he's been on his own now for 50, 60 years, something like that. He's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you. How long have you been out on your own?
Goodness, 30 years now.
Yeah. So now your work is advising ethical investors, people who care about where the money goes that they invest, what it does.
Yes, how we make money.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, Gary, I went back and did a little research, and the earliest that I could find was 7 years ago this month. You were on the show with me. That wasn't obviously our first visit, but it was 7 years ago that you and I first started talking about something that I'd been talking about for a year or so before that. And that is what I call the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Yes.
And you and I talked about it 7 years ago this month. And where do you think things are right now?
I think there's hope that things are beginning to change, Jim.
But we both do agree that there is a disconnect, right?
Oh, there's no question. That's the reason I'm independent, Jim. And focus on what we call is called socially responsible investing or sustainable investing. There are many terms for it, but basically what it means is that for example, let's tell the readers that if you go to Morningstar, which is a famous mutual fund research service, and go to the home page, you'll see that there's a feature story by one of its premier analysts about what's called maximizing shareholder value.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is about, oh goodness, 20, 30 years ago, a guy named Milton Friedman, who's a Nobel economist at the University of Chicago, said the guiding principle of all corporate behavior, major corporations, is to maximize shareholder value. In other words, just make as much money as possible for the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that corporations have no other social responsibility or duty than to do that. They have no duty to employees. They have no duty to suppliers like small businesses. That's their guiding principle. And corporate America has bought into that. And not too long ago, a company called GMO, which manages over $100 billion for institutions, one of its top people wrote that, despite being the guiding principle of corporate America for 30 years, is the dumbest idea ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it had to come from a Nobel economist. But, Jim, it just from common sense perspective, it just makes sense that companies need to pay attention to employees, the share of labor wages as a percentage of our GDP has been declining for years. And even Henry Ford knew that you have to pay your people well so that they can afford to buy cars. It's
right.
Just common sense, I think.
Well,
and my favorite guy, it's just not my opinion, but Peter Drucker in the mid-90s, Jim, famous management consultant, actually in a book called Post-Capitalist Society, wrote that idea simply has to die or is going to kill American business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Peter was exactly right.
No question about that. And the thing is, is that this, I think we're now seeing the end of the run of that kind of logic, because it's now manifesting in human ways. It's not just manifesting in financial ways. It's manifesting in the form of a disparity of income, in the disparity of opportunity, and in the way money is made. And we're going to talk about this some more, folks, when we come back. And also, I've got some more. I want to talk some more about this article that Gary mentions. By the way, it was by John Reckenthaler. And I encourage you to look at it. The title of the article is The Attack on Shareholder Value, if you want to look that up. This is very important for you and me, small business owners. And I'll tell you why after these messages. 20 till. Gary Moore and I will be right back. Stay with us.
If you run a business, you know your finances.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.